Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties are lagging behind when it comes to helping more people get health insurance. A recent review shows residents in the Roaring Fork Valley are more likely to not have coverage compared to the statewide average. Michelle Leake is president and CEO of the Colorado Health Institute in Denver. Her organization analyzed the data.
The drop on the western slope is certainly not as dramatic as it is in other places. And so the insured rate is at 88% in the counties of Eagle, Garfield, Pitkin, Summit, and Grand. Whereas throughout the whole state, we're up at 93.3%.
And do we know why there's that difference?
We have some clues from the data about why that is, and a lot of those clues point to how people in Pitkin County and the other ski resort communities, how they get coverage. And so down in Denver and the other urban centers, a lot of people get coverage through their employer, through a large employer. And what we see in the mountain resort communities is that far more people buy on the individual market, which suggests that their employers aren't offering coverage, or they're working for independent businesses or small businesses who don't have the same incentives and the same penalties on them if they don't provide health insurance. So, you know, one of the other things is that the subsidies in effect for people can qualify for subsidies who make up to what they call in policy terms 400% of the federal poverty level. In regular terms, that means a family that's making about $90,000-$92,000 a year could qualify for tax subsidies that help them pay their health insurance premiums. But we know the cost of living is high in the ski resort communities, especially Aspen and Pitkin County and the Roaring Fork Valley. There's a lot of families who sort of don't make it. They earn just too much money, just a little bit too much money to qualify for these subsidies. And so then you're looking at families, I know a few of them personally, who spend a lot of money out of pocket, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month, because they make just a little bit too much money in order to qualify for these subsidies. So there are some cost of living issues that are going on in these high cost areas of the state.
Michelle Leake is president and CEO of the Colorado Health Institute.